to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute. I am Ray Bohax from the Farm Machinery Digest website and the Idle Chatter podcast found on the Global Ag Network. Air-conditioned machinery is no longer considered a luxury, but instead a necessity due to the long work days and dusty conditions that are part of farming. The system consists of a compressor, hoses, evaporator, condenser, system dryer, flow valves, and refrigerant. Mixed in with the refrigerant is a special oil that keeps the moving parts in the compressor lubricated. There are also two refrigerant pressure pathways, the low and high sides. The low side has the refrigerant in the gaseous state while it is in a liquid on the high side. System operating pressure is directly linked to the thermal load, but more importantly, the ambient and underhood temperature of the equipment. A hot day with the engine working hard will significantly raise the high side pressure. System pressure is constantly going up and down depending on thermal load and engine RPM. When the hoses age or oil soaked from an engine leak, they become porous. When the system pressure reaches a critical point, the refrigerant then starts to push through the hose and into the atmosphere. The result is poor performance due to a lack of refrigerant but no visible sign of a leak. Keeping the engine clean goes a long way in preventing AC hose failure. The system also employs many rubber type O-ring seals that over time will leak slightly. If the machine is older, it will inherently lose some refrigerant even though there is nothing wrong. When this occurs, moisture is introduced and mixes with refrigerant and creates acid. It then deteriorates all the internal components. You are now forced with a repair bill in the thousands of dollars, but this does not have to be the case. Every few years, the system is meant to be discharged, evacuated, and refilled with the proper amount of fresh refrigerant and oil. Sadly, few do this. If they did, the air conditioner would outlast the machine and freeze them out. Thanks for listening to the Hot Rod Farmer Minute.